Rich Avery from the Babe Ruth Little League team is with us after a 13-2 win on Sunday. Rich, welcome, and tell us a bit about today's game.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks again for having us again. It was a great game. One of those games where we already knew that we had the one seed locked up so we had to buy going into Monday. But, we played our game the way we wanted to play. We knew they didn't have deep pitching, so we wanted to attack them early, and that's exactly what we did. We put up runs every inning and just kept attacking them until they called us off.
Yeah. So Rochester, New Hampshire, you're the team that you beat today on Sunday. Maybe just a note on your hittings today. Who came through with some big hits for you?
Yeah, we actually we rested a couple of guys that have been every inning guys today. So it just shows the depth of our team. We had Nick Mox come in today and had 3 hits, 3 RBIs. We hasn't had many at bats at all. A couple other guys off the bench. Richie Avery had a RBI single off the bench. Brendan Sack had an RBI single off the bench. And just these guys, just in a testament to this team that they just keep plugging away. They do whatever we ask them.
Well, the 13 runs speaks of the game, but the 2 runs that you allow also speak a bit about the game. So tell us about the pitching today.
Yeah, we actually we used today as kind of a bullpen session for our guys so we could keep our pitching ready for Tuesday. But, we pitched 4 guys that haven't actually thrown in the tournament yet. So it was good to get those guys a couple innings today and keep them sharp. I mean, they throw during practice, but they haven't thrown in a game. So it was good to get those guys an inning in a game.
Okay, so take us ahead to Tuesday. Explain how this all works, because you're 3-0 in the tournament in the New England Regionals. There are other teams obviously out there. So tell us how this works and what happens on Tuesday.
Yep, so we'll be the one seed in Pool B. So we play the winner of a game. The 2 seed of A and the 3 seed of B will play each other, and we will get the winner. And then the same thing, the Pool A's first place team will play our 2 seed or 3 seed of their team, their pool. So it's there's 2 games on Monday. We get the winner. If we win at 10 a.m., we'll play at 4 p.m. for the championship.
So you potentially could have 2 games on Tuesday if all goes as well, right?
If all goes to plan, we'll have 2 games.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay. All right, Rich, anything else you want to share with us about the weekend in Keene, New Hampshire?
It's definitely been a hot one out here. It's been about 95 the whole time we've been out here. So, and we've had the 1 o'clock game every day, so it's been like right in the dead of the heat. But to these boys' credit, they've stuck to their plan. They've hydrated and stayed in the shade and done everything we've asked them. And obviously it speaks to the success so far.
Sounds good. I know it's busy out there. Well, congrats to you, the team, and everybody, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, take care. All right, there he is, Rich Avery from the Lynn Babe Ruth All-Star team. Again, 13-2 winners over Rochester, New Hampshire today.